Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. We are taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road. We had really good crab cakes over Beaumont last week. We had rocker Johnny Allen came out with us, NFL agent Chad Wiesling. You'll hear it all this week, as well as former councilman Tom Quirk, who talked about budgets and tariffs and money and state money and federal money all at Beaumont last week. We also talked to Chef Maurice, which is pretty good over there. Back to the future tickets. We gave away a few lucky ones over at the Beaumont last week. We're going to be at Cooper's North on Wednesday, the 23rd, then at Coco's on the 30th of April, and then on to Red Brick Station in White Marsh on the 7th with our Back to the Future promotion. It is spring. Luke is covering football. Luke is covering baseball. We're talking about it each and every day here at AM 1570. And it's sponsors like Doug Workman and our friends at Liberty Pure Solutions that come together and not just come on and talk water, sports, or politics, or life or business or those trucks that I see. I should send you a picture every time I see one of your trucks on the top side of the Beltway. But just, we're all drinking water every single day. And, in a contaminated world, I always like to get educated. So once or twice a month, we bring Doug around. How you doing? Happy spring to you. Spring, 80 degrees. It's nice. Good golf weather, you know?
Gorgeous out. Happy Good Friday.
Happy Good Friday as we tape this. And no question about it. So I have some notes here on water, and I drive past Loch Raven. I fished in Pretty Boy with Dan Rodericks years ago when he tried to take me out fish. The water and where it comes from, and for most people in Baltimore, what do they need to know about their water?
I think it's all different. So they got to start by having it tested, and then just treat what they're concerned about. So we do a typical whole house water treatment, but it also do a lot of water purifiers where people are worried about the quality of what they're drinking.
I'm from Colgate East Point. I don't need to say, and this is certainly not offensive to my friends at Costas because we've all been to Dundalk. But I grew up right across the street from the poop plant, like literally right at Backwater. My best friend in the world as a child worked there 35 years and is now retired because he's young and smart, not like me. So I've had more than five beers with him talking about, we don't call it the poop plant. We have another four-letter word for it. And when we drive by, there's that odoriferous odor. And the Back River was always like, and I'm from that area. We fished catfish, the whole deal, the Back River. But, and I think to myself, all right, water, would water taste, act differently there on that side of town because it's different than you're closer to the reservoir or further away? Sometimes I'm up by McFalls. We're chasing eagles, as we go up above Cromwell. And I see the falls there and the water looks so spectacular and beautiful. And I'm like, I'm going to drink that in a couple of hours. I'm going to flush it, no matter where I am. I just think about water and I think about how we're all drinking in it. Is it different? I mean, when you see water from West Baltimore, East Baltimore, different reservoirs, when you test it, does it feel and look and smell, and is it just different everywhere?
Yeah, it all comes from different sources. Some of it's well water. Some of it comes from the reservoirs. You can just Google the results of a lot of the water testing around. It's got pesticides as well as pharmaceuticals, all the chemotherapy drugs, all the low blood pressure medication, all that shows up in the water supply eventually, because you can't pull that much water out of the ground. You have to recycle some of it, and the more it gets recycled, the dirtier it can be.
Doug, how long have you been doing this at Liberty Pure? How long have you been a water guy?
35 years.
So let's go. That takes us. I'm just trying to do the math on that. So that's 1990, right? So that's right around. I went on the air in 91. So I feel like I'm good at what I do. I probably know more about the Orioles and the Ravens than anybody I've ever known or anybody that anybody will ever know. So I feel strongly about that. But if I did water every day for 35 years, I know this thing started with me having to be in a radio station and have a radio tower. Now I have video. I have all this. The technology has come so far in my industry that when young people come to me, I don't even know what to tell them about getting into journalism. journalism or getting a newspaper job or a magazine job or like a television job or being Vince Bagley or any of that, right? I would think the water part of this, you just mentioned chemotherapy, all of these things that might not have been floating around in the water in 1991 or not as prevalent, or maybe I'm even wrong. Maybe the water is cleaner now. I don't know. But the testing part and the science part of little Nestor being pool boy, trying to get the chlorine right, seeing the little numbers right and the little thing, to what kind of testing is available now, not to mention what kind of crap they're finding in the water, right?
Yeah, today we're testing in parts per trillion. When I started in the business, we were testing in parts per million. So it's gotten much better. The testing's
A
gotten a
trillion's
lot
a lot
closer.
more than a million. I did the math the other day with Tom Quirk when talking about budgets and deficits.
A trillion takes a lot longer to pay back than a million.
Yeah, but it's not only that. We just say million, billion, trillion, and it's like they're one apart. No, there are hundreds of zero, they're zeros apart. And the same thing with my wife, right? My wife had leukemia, and this is in 14 and 15. And we're talking blood, right? Blood cancer. And we're going to do a big segment on Wednesday. Good plug. Thank you. At Cooper's North, we're going to be doing this for LLS. Ron Schultz, my high school athletic director, his son, Nick Schultz, Curtis Schultz, everybody remembers from the Terps. We're all going to be together talking about Visionary of the Year and blood. But I was blown away, Doug. And it's one of the things that took me a little bit away from sports to come talk about parts per billion, Carl Sagan stuff, and water and water safety. While I'm selling your plumbing, and everybody needs you. Everybody needs someone like you. Whether it's they certainly want clean water in their home, and they certainly need a filtration system. And if they don't, they spring a leak. They need you. They have a bathroom. They have running water. They need you. So I mean, from across the board, it's better than selling pizza to some degree because not everybody eats pizza. But I would just say, the testing part of this for my wife and seeing every single day that these doctors would come down with sheets of data about her blood, stuff I've never heard of, stuff I don't want to hear about it again. Same thing about PFAS and all the things that you talked to me about. I'm not a scientist, and I'm not even going to play one on the radio, but it is amazing how testing works and what you can find that, look, I'm not here to scare anybody about their water. I'm just trying to educate them to knowing what clean water is versus what you might be getting out of your tap water, or if you're drinking, fountain water out of the bubbler at the park or whatever. I'm much more worried about that than I was when I was 20 years old and when you got
Oh,
into the business.
in 1988, Baltimore was rated number three in top quality water in the world, in the country. But I think that was taste. And the things that we're testing for now, we had no idea what PFAS was. We had no idea, the levels of lead have gone from 5 parts per million down to like 15 parts per trillion that are allowable in the water. And that's a huge difference. And treating to those standards at a municipal level is almost impossible, if it's not possible. For every 100 gallons of water that the municipalities produce for us to consume, we only use one of it for personal use. The rest goes to industry. So, from a practical standpoint, it doesn't even make sense to treat it to that level. But they couldn't if they had to. They'd
When
have
you
to
say
have.
goes to industry, you mean car wash,
Yeah, car
business,
washes. Yep. All
flushing
types of
toilets.
manufacturing, toilets, office buildings. So,
What I would say in an airplane, non-potable, water that we're not really drinking, right?
the water that doesn't need to be potable, but they're making it to a potable level, which it's understandable why they can only treat to a certain level and a certain standard. We know chlorine byproducts, trimethylene, are carcinogens, but we still use chlorine to take care of the bacteria in our water because that makes you sick right away. But most people don't want to bathe in chlorine or drink chlorine. They know the concerns about it.
Well, I don't think there's any question if you travel at all and, whatever hotel room you're in, you get you draw some water. In every hotel everywhere in the world, there's bottled water because, like, it's just not, I don't know whether I would get sick from it or get long-term cancer from, moving around and drinking different waters in different places. But I do know if you have contaminated water where you live, it's the worst thing in the world, right? And what, give me a horror story. Give me, you got a call and you tested water and you're like, holy smokes, woo, what is in your water? Does that happen once a week, once a month, once a year in the modern You're just out in Kearney or Parkville or Perry
Yeah.
Hall, wherever you are. Do you ever find a nightmare?
Yeah, I would say that we find nightmares more than we'd like to, but not much surprises me anymore. But we do find certain areas where we've put systems in because the people gave us water tests that were done by typically a water treatment company or a door-to-door salesman. They weren't that accurate. And we've got one right now that actually has seawater coming into their wells and took a seawater system like you'd put on a yacht to get rid of the water, get the water down to where it was potable.
What part of
But
town was this?
the most recent one was down at the shore, down in
Okay.
Ocean City. But we have a lot of salt intruded wells from road salt in the Baltimore County, Carroll County, Harford County areas. It's the same type of situation. You have to take the salt out, desalinate it, or take the chlorides out before you can use it because it destroys all your appliances. Very similar to a pH or a low acidic problem
Is that where you
in the
see
water.
that green blue thing at the bottom?
Yep, it's just very aggravated if you have a lot of high chlorides from either salt or potassium. Baltimore County spreads a liquid potassium, which is probably a calcium base, so it's calcium chloride more than sodium chloride, but it typically comes from the salt they put on the road of whatever capacity. Sometimes they'll put a salt dome where they store the salt, and if it's somewhere near a well, it can become contaminated. So those are the most, I would say, egregious systems we have that cost a lot of money to get the problem solved. But obviously, if you can't use your water, it's a far price to pay having to move if you can't use the water. So,
Why would you not jump in the inner harbor with the mayor of Baltimore last year and swim in it? Why would that be a bad idea?
have you ever seen the bodies floating in there
No.
and the syringes?
Well, just the notion that some of the greats in the city remark this goes directly to the
Right.
bay, don't put things in it. Nobody pays attention to trash in our society anywhere in this country. It's not a Baltimore problem or a city problem or can't. It's just like in a general sense, but that part of it, and I lived at the harbor for 20 years. I would not float. I would not jump in the water. I might float in the water, but I wouldn't jump in the water. And look, man, we swam down Rocky Point as kids, right? And I would say Back River was this and that, but Rocky Point's around the bend. That's the thing, man. It's all
Right.
connected.
Yes, it
That's the part of
is.
all of it that it's all connected. That I don't Republican, Democrat. I remember I had Martin O'Malley. We did an hour on water because that after he was governor, that was sort of like his whole thing was like we need to keep the bay clean. It's the most important thing. And I know you know I've talked politics in the past, but what is the government's responsibility to water? Because you're clearly unhappy with it. You make a living off keeping people's water clean because the government can't make it as
Correct.
clean as they want to make it, right? But there's a hell of a responsibility to make sure Flint, Michigan doesn't happen again. I mean, I'll just say that. And that's not Republican or Democratic. That's just human.
Yep. And we call it flushing or brushing. It's the same water. So a lot of times back in the day, in the 80s, I was a door-to-door salesman for water treatment. And I know one of the things we did is take a brand new toothbrush out of the package and dip it in the back of the toilet tank, and then hand it to the people, see if they wanted to brush their teeth. Because at the end of the day, it's the same water that you're pulling out of your tap if you're not purifying it. And it doesn't need to be said. We used to be very concerned about scare tactics, but honestly, the news, the public news, is scarier than anything that our company would say. But I think people are very concerned about it. And as a local, not only a distributor, but we do our own manufacturing. So when people buy from us, they're buying manufactured direct pricing, and we manufacture what we sell and service. So it's all in-house. Nobody's going to pass the buck if there's anything that needs to be corrected. And we're able to do the whole project with having a lab and having our water treatment in one place. They just have to make one stop and take care of the problem.
I
It's
like when you
really
say
novel.
lab. It makes you feel like a scientist. Like it's like your Dr. Doug Workman, you know what I mean? But the
You
lab,
go.
then the lab brings me water like this. So you bring me you every time I'm over, you're like, take a couple cases of water. I'm
Right.
like, my water's clean. I got a system. You're like, ah, take and put it in the car. You'll have it. It's really good. It really does taste good. But you literally on your trucks, if you go to somebody's house and they have a problem, you leave them water so they can drink, right? I mean, and it's branded. You have, but I when I'm at your place and your place is, and I should say this, Doug Workman from Liberty Pure Solutions is our guest and our friend and our sponsor. But it keeps my water clean, helps me when my water heater blows up, help me get my plumbing together, help me with well water and green things on the. So we've been at this about a decade, and I got introduced to him by Matt Stover maybe a decade and a half ago. But you always give me these, and you're as local as any. Anybody. I mean, right off of Sweet Ave Road, right off Four Corners. And every time I'm there, you give me these things. But this lab you speak of, educate me on what happened. I've known you too long to know what really happens if I sent you over to my kid's house in Dundalk and said, hey, go test his water. Tell him what he's got or whatever. What does that mean? They call you and you come out. What happens?
We do a lot of on-site testing, which is typically by our technicians, and it gives us a rough idea what's going on in the water. If somebody wants bacteria or metals or nitrates tested, we actually bought EnviroChem, which was a long-term lab here in Cockeysville, and we bought it and moved it up to Freeland and renamed it Aqualab USA, and they do state certified testing on some compliance testing and things like that. And we're eventually trying to figure out how to merge the two with a retail store up there in Freeland. But testing is as important as treatment. If you don't know exactly what the before tests are, it's kind of hard to know what you're treating for. So we like to do an actual scientific lab. They're way over my head when they're talking, but they're actual scientists, chemists, biologists that do the water testing. For a lot of other sources, but obviously Liberty Pure taps into them because they're very efficient and accurate. And so our customers can run up there and drop off a bacteria sample for like $15 just to check it once a year in case there's an issue, especially on wells. The health department suggests you get your water tested at least once a year.
Okay, well, I'm glad you're here. I mean, you guys come in, you keep me clean. I got well water, and I grew up on tap water. I don't know which one's better or worse, right? Like, when you buy a place, like, oh, they got well water. Is it good? Is it bad? I don't know. I just know it's not what I grew up with. It's like, hey, you have an electric stove or a gas stove? Well, they both fry chicken, but which one do you have? Is there a better, in that case, when you, I guess it depends on which well you're sitting on.
Well, people used to think city water was always better. But the fact is that either way, you've got to be responsible for your own water quality. So with a well, you have a variance of problems, but you're not paying it to have it delivered. So it's usually a little bit cheaper. But at the same time, you can either have great well and great quality water, which is rare, or you have small problems or that you need to treat it just like a municipal does for municipal water. But as we all know, prices are getting crazy for any utility. So water and sewer prices constantly are going up. So I would prefer to have a well because I'm in control of it and all I'm doing is paying the electric. And then I can purify it to the level that I want for my family.
And you can always get it perfect, right? I mean, as perfect for human consumption as you'd
Well,
like it to be, right?
until we start testing for whatever it is past a trillion, I don't know what that number is.
When's the
Quadrillion.
last time it happened? What? I mean, you're not the scientist, but when the science comes along, they're like, we can do this even better. Hey, I would think right now, if you have leukemia in 2025, God willing, because of all the work everybody's done in science and whatever, I would think the testing's better now than it was 10 years ago. I just would believe that.
Absolutely. And there's new technologies coming out all the time. Right now I'm drinking hydrogen water. But you can't bottle that. You have to make it as you're drinking it. And there's a lot of talk about free radicals and stuff. So we take our reverse osmosis water and we hydrogenate it, but you have to do that with a
Oh man, come on, we're running out of
electrolyte.
time here. Osmosis, reverse, whatever. On our next episode, Doug
Yeah, there you
Workman is
go.
here for Liberty Pure Solutions. We'll get him back on. Spring has sprung. Tell everybody how to find you and your crew and how to get in touch with you. And you've been a recurring guest around here for a long time. And we talk about you in the ads and whatnot. But sometimes I like to take a little deep dive and learn about the water and really educate other people because we're all drinking from the same pond.
That's it. Well, the easiest thing is our 800 number is 1-800 clean water. That's easy to remember. But we have a website. It's libertypure.com. And our local number, of course, is, as it's been for 35 years, is 410-527-1024. And we're there 24 hours a day to help.
24 hours a day is a fact. I was up to my ankles in water 8 weeks ago at 5 in the morning, and Doug came to the rescue. Liberty Pure Solutions, they provide me some water here on the set. They're also sponsoring the Maryland Crab Cake Tour and getting us out on the road with the Maryland Lottery. I'll have these Back to the Future scratch-offs on Wednesday at Cooper's North in Timone, Mimes Chapel. Also, some great guests. We're doing a whole turn for Leukemia Lymphoma Society that day as well. Burger of the Month, I might have that. Orioles are taking on the Nationals as well, doing a little happy hour over there and having some fun. On the 30th, speaking of happy hour and fun, on the 30th, we're going to be at Coco's Pub. And because I'm doing the 27, my 27 favorite meals to eat out in Baltimore in August to celebrate our 27th anniversary, Burke's is no longer with it. Did you ever eat at Burke's, Doug, down at Quarter of Light and Lombard, right? I mean, iconic, right? It's where all the sports writers hung out when I was a kid. And when I was like 17, 18, 19, 20. I would hang out there and have a crab melt, proper French fries, coleslaw, sometimes a frosted Mick Ultra. It wasn't Mick Ultra's, Mick Light then. They didn't have any. They didn't know from Ultra. Hell, people were drinking Löwenbräu back then. So this is back in the 80s and 90s. And they had these onion rings that were as big as my head. So the onion rings were unbelievable unto themselves. And I found them twice in life's travels. A place called Jack's Stack in Kansas City makes the same onion rings. Incredible. But they had this crab melt, which was a English muffin, crab meat, like crab, but it wasn't like a crab cake, but it was like a crab imperial a little bit. And it was zipped down with some a very, very extra sharp cheddar cheese on top. And it was melty and mushy and like a pizza top. And it was just one of the most delicious things ever. And Coco's crab cake is the closest crab cake that I can simulate what they did at Burke's, but she doesn't do it with cheese and an English muffin. But on the 30th, she is. So we're going to recreate the Burke's crab melt at Coco's. It's going to be the burger of the night, even though it ain't even a burger. And she's doing all of this to celebrate spring and the graduations over at Morgan and through the city. So the 30th of April, we're going to be over at Coco's. Jamie Costello is joining us. Senator Cory McCrae is joining us. Howard Perlow, local a real estate person who throws this huge party in Vegas that that I'm a part of every year on Preakness weekend. So the 30th, we will see you at Coco's. I will have the Back to the Future scratch offs. And if you come by and you want a little Burke's crab melt, it sounds to me like Coco is going to be trying to recreate that on the 30th. We're going to be at Red Brick Station, and I'm not drinking clean water on the 7th. I'm going to be drinking blueberry ale with real blueberries in it. That's May the 7th. We're going to be doing that at Red Brick Station. And we're looking forward to get back over to White Marsh. That was one of the original places back when I began my career that I would go and drink and hang out with my friends and on the Avenue in White Marsh. Doug, thanks for coming on. Always a pleasure. We're sending everybody out to Liberty Pure. Anytime you see this logo on a truck out there, honk like hell. Tell them you listen to 1570. But more than that, make sure your water's clean because it's so important. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking. Baltimore positive.